Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, with your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. And today we're featuring two rehearsal tapes, both from approximately 1977. One with the saxophonist Charles Burkeen and Paul Modian, and the other with pianist Lowell Davidson and Paul Modian. And I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, and I wanted to say that I noticed that they are having a lot of events this fall, lots of talks, mostly at our local libraries, and the topic is refugees. It looks really interesting, so check it out if you can. I've got another reading about Charles Burkeen, kind of a funny story, from their tours in Europe. Paul did two tours with Charles Burkeen in Europe. One was, I think they were only about a year apart. I think one was 1977 and one was 1978. "You can't take all those bags on the plane," Burkeen was told. It was the beginning of our second European tour, and Charles showed up at the airport with two saxophones and two suitcases. Finally, after lots of arguing, I watched Burkeen open his bag and switch some items from one bag to another. He had cans of food, cooking utensils, toilet paper, potatoes. I couldn't believe all the beep he had. The bags got checked in, and we were on our way. Our bass player, Arild Andersen, lived in Oslo, and we were to meet him there. We arrived in Oslo, went to the hotel, and after checking in, I went to Burkeen's room to make sure he was okay. "Man, my small bottle of soy sauce broke," he said. "All my clothes are beeped up. I had to wash everything." Charles' room looked like a laundry. All his clothes were hanging up on clotheslines all around the room. "I'm sorry, Charles. I hope everything will be all right." The next day, the hotel manager was knocking on my door. "Mr. Modian, your friend was cooking fish in his room, and now my hotel smells of fish. We have our own restaurant and cannot allow cooking in the room." "I'm sorry," I said. "I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Please, Mr. Modian, otherwise I'll have to ask you to leave." We did leave the next day. It was the beginning of our European tour. The tour went well. I was very happy with the music. I loved Burkeen's playing. He had the most gorgeous round sound on soprano saxophone and an original deep sound on tenor. He interpreted my music beautifully. So next up I have another part of the rehearsal tape with Burkeen and Modian, and this is the one that I quoted from where Charles Burkeen says, "Uh-oh, turn that thing off."
"See, but I got one, two, three,
like that." "Well, I hear that,
but it's a whole different another thing.
It's like it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's like a..."
Yeah.
So I think it should be written in 6/8, and then you can play it like that 4, you know, it's like a,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think I would have to write it in 6/8.
6/8, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse.
Because Arnett started writing it all fucking up all kinds of ways. He did it 6/8 too, and 3/4 and all kinds of shit.
Because I remember when we did the change of the 23 bars, it came out 23 bars, it was perfect.
I think that was a success.
Uh-huh. Okay. He said play it like blues with a tag on.
He said
play it blues with a tag. This motherfucker, boy. You can be hearing the shit like that. You can do shit like that. You can hear it. You can hear against, you know what I mean? You can be hearing like that, man. I have to practice that shit.
Do you want to play on tenor and see what it's like? Or, I wanted to ask you about these other things too. Sissy Lou and Bylaws.
Yeah, with Bylaws and Sissy Lou, that was we could arrange that, you know. But the way that I had that was like a harmony thing. that out, they would bring out more. Now, if I could fuck around with the bass and shit like that, that would really be something.
Cool that shit out.
Yeah.
That's why it's good when we get together, you know, because it all helps, you know what I mean?
But the harmony just does, this makes a whole nother thing a lot of times seem like it's, but I don't know, though. I don't want to get hung up.
Yeah.
On nothing, you know.
Yeah. Put in the 6/8 and stuff where it's really simple.
Yeah.
Well, all right, that'll be interesting.
That's the way. Uh-huh.
Okay. What's Sissy Lou like? Or bylaws?
What's Sissy Lou? Oh, shit. Wow. Doggone. I said, did I ever bring that tape? I had to bring that tape up.
You brought it once.
Bylaws, so you can hit that up, bitch. I found it again. I found it. Uh-huh. You dig? Uh-huh. I found that. You know.
You want to try it? You want to just
fuck around with it?
Thank you.
Charles Brackeen and Paul Modian practicing what I believe, I think that's a Charles Brackeen composition, Sissy Lou. And next up I have another reading about Lowell Davidson, and then I'll play another cut from the Lowell Davidson-Paul Modian rehearsal tape. Lowell Davidson created his own style. I felt that his influences came from a combination of Bill Evans, Cecil Taylor, Thelonious Monk, and Paul Bley, and mostly from the gospel music he heard in church where his father was the minister. I liked playing his improvisational, compositional style of music. I thought he was brilliant. We played a concert in Boston in the summer of 1976. It was quite memorable. It was a beautiful concert, and I'll always remember it in my mind and in my heart. It was the last time I played with Lowell. Oh, well, maybe this rehearsal tape is earlier then. The music was exciting, and it was recorded. I acquired the recorded tape, but held on to it for too many years, and I'm afraid that the tape cannot be reproduced and released as a CD. The ECM Record Company requested the tape, and I turned it over to them. Lowell had recorded the concert on 1/4-inch tape on his reel-to-reel Tandberg tape recorder. The concert was held on the second floor of Emmanuel Church. The room was full to capacity. About 100 people. Madame Charloff was in the audience. I wanted to meet her. She was the mother of the late great baritone saxophone player Serge Charloff, who had played with the Woody Herman Band. I had heard of Madame Charloff from pianists that had studied with her. She was famous for her exceptional teaching abilities. After the concert, Lowell introduced me to her. "What are you worried about?" she said to me. "You have more talent in your little finger than most people have in their whole being," she said. She knew me and my unnecessary and wasteful worries over nothing, just by watching me play. An incredible, perceptive, and unusual woman.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was another lovely piece from Lowell Davidson on piano and Paul Modian on drums from the around 1977 rehearsal tape that I found in the Paul Modian archive that was digitized for me by local musician Vince Gabriel, who does a lot of wonderful things around here. He hosts the open mic nights. Those are really fun. At several different places, too. So I want to tell you that you are listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, WRFR, Low Power, Rockland, Maine. And we are streaming online at WRFR.org. And I told you a little bit about Lowell Davidson, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Charles Brackeen. Was born in 1940 and is still living, and I think he lives in Texas. He seems like a hard guy to track down. I'm not really sure what he's doing nowadays. He also didn't record very many albums, but the album that he liked that Paul mentioned was recorded in 1968 with Don Cherry, Charlie Hayden, and Ed Blackwell, and is called Rhythm X. And I have a cut from that that I'm going to play at the end of the show. And then he only did a few more albums as leader after that. He did three in 1987 for Silkheart Records and one in 1974 called Charles's Concept. And that one I haven't seen anywhere. It's a little bit of stuff on YouTube, but not very much that you can listen to. And he did record as a sideman with Paul and also with Ahmed Abdullah and Dennis Gonzalez. If you know Charles Brackeen or know what he's up to now, let us know. I noticed that not many people make comments on either the jazzcloset.blogspot page or the Facebook page. I mean, lots of people like it, which is really great. But, you know, if you got something to say, say it. So I've got another reading to do from Paul's autobiography. After the breakup of the Keith Jarrett Quartet, I began rehearsals with bassist David Isenson and Charles Brackeen, who played soprano and tenor saxophone. David because of his arco playing and Charles because of his sound. I thought David would be a major voice in the trio format. He had played with the NBC Orchestra and also with Ornette Coleman, among others, and we had played together before and were good friends. He had outstanding bass techniques and original and exceptional talent. Brackeen wasn't very well known, but I liked the album he made a few years earlier, playing his own compositions. I'm trying to think of the drums not as the percussion part of the trio, but as the harmonic part of it. In other words, I'm trying to think as if I was the pianist, as if the drums were a piano. I'm very conscious of the melody and the tuning and the sounds and all that. I think of a set of drums as a complete instrument, and I think of it as an extension of myself. Within the whole instrument are these other instruments that should be carefully tuned. I don't take a drum and say, this has to be an A. I don't do that. I use my ear and play. I can see and go by the sound and try to make sure that I can almost play chords. We played some gigs around the New York area early in 1977, and on May 20 and 21, we played at Michigan State University in East Lansing, opposite guitarist Earl Clough. Our first European tour was from August 20th to September 21, and included recording an album for the ECM Record Company. We played in France, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Austria, and Denmark. Our first four gigs were recorded live. I don't know if these radio recordings still exist or what happened to the recorded tapes. I enjoyed the music we made. We played mostly my music with some of Charles' songs and some Ornette Coleman pieces. So I saw on YouTube there were a couple of cuts from the live concert in Bremen, Germany that was on September 13th, 1977. So And those tapes do exist. I thought I had something recorded there too, but that might be from something later. Because I couldn't find it. So I do still have, I have other tapes too that I need to digitize from this time period. So there's more of this stuff. So that was what I played last with Charles Brackeen and Paul Modi, and that was the end of that tape. But I did notice on another tape that Vince digitized for me, at the very end of it, there's about a minute of Charles and Paul playing a song called Tangram, which was, Paul often reused his cassette tapes, so it was from an earlier recording, and that tape was from 1981. So this is before that. It's probably around 77 or 78. And Tangram is a song that is going to be in the Palmodian composition book. It's one that was never released. Some of those songs were never recorded, but I have copies of all of them on the rehearsal tapes, so that's kind of cool. So next week when I do the show, another show about the compositions, I'll play some more versions of this. But this is just a short little cut with just Paul and Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was track 5, the last one from the Lowell Davidson and Paul Mordian duo cassette tape that I played today. I hope people enjoyed that. It's kind of like the Holy Grail, since there's hardly any recordings by Lowell Davidson out there. There is also the one from 1988 with Richard Poole, who came on the show this summer. So next up, I have a cut from Rhythm X, which is Charles Brackeen's album as leader, recorded in 1968, released in 1973 on Dolphy Series 4. It's called CB Blues. It's all that whole album is Charles' compositions. Ed Blackwell on drums, Charles Brackeen, tenor saxophone, Don Cherry on trumpet, and Charlie Hayden on bass.
Thank you.
CB Blues, a Charles Brackeen composition from his 1973 album Rhythm X, recorded in 1968 with Ed Blackwell and Don Cherry and the great Charlie Hayden there playing some beautiful bass. So if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out the Paul Modian archive page, which is at jazzcloset.blogspot.com. Next week is the last Friday of the month, but there's no show. But then I'll be back in October with more from the Paul Modian composition book. It might be the last episode for that, or there might be two, and I'm not sure. I have one more reading about Lowell Davidson, and then I'm going to play a cut from his 1965 Lowell Davidson Trio album from ESP Records called Dunce. It's a Lowell Davidson composition with Lowell on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Milford Graves on drums. So this is from Paul's autobiography. In later years, Lowell would call me up from Boston and play his music for me over the telephone. He was getting into electronic music and was playing a small silver metal bass. His most recent music sounded futuristic, as if it was from some outer planet. Lowell was certainly unique. He died a few years ago. Drugs and alcohol were partly to blame. I loved him, an unusual and special talent. Too bad. I miss him. Thank you. Thank you.